Good morning, SP. I'm Virginia, and I'm from Go House Church. Today is my privilege to share my devotion with you guys, and let me open us up in prayers. Father God, I just want to thank you for today. Thank you for the opportunity to really reflect on your words. It's my privilege to share my devotion the day before Good Friday, and I just pray that God, you will speak to us, you use me, and just share whatever that's on your heart. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So now I'm going to reflect to the one app, refer to the one app, and there are two verses, John 20, 1 to 18, and 3 John 1, 5 to 8. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloth lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloth lying there and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloth, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look in the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I'll take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling unto me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciple, "I have seen the Lord," and that he has said these things to her. Okay, the second scripture is 3 John 1, 5 to 8. "Beloved, it is a faithful thing you do in all your efforts for this brother, strangers as they are, who testify to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God, for they have gone out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support people like this, that we may be fellow workers for the truth." Amen. So from the first passage, John 20, 1 to 18, we see Mary Magdalene is the main character here. And she is the one searching for Jesus' body while it was still dark, and saw the tomb was empty, and went to inform the disciples. When she was weeping, first two angels show up and they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And then after she shared the reason, she turned around and Jesus was standing there, even though she didn't recognize him at first. And Jesus asked the exact same question, "Woman, why are you weeping?" As I was reflecting on this passage, there are 3 points that I'd like to share today. The first point is Jesus sees our hearts. When I was meditating on the message, I was asking God why Mary Magdalene is the main character here rather than his beloved disciples. And I felt God reminded me it's about the heart. Mary went above and beyond. She came early to the tomb while it was still dark. Imagine how scary it could be doing it by yourself. And after she told the disciple what happened, and the disciples went to the tomb, but because she didn't understand the scripture, they went away again to their own homes, but Mary was still standing outside the tomb weeping. She really pulls out all her heart. For Jesus, like she really puts out all her heart for Jesus, and Jesus sees that and reveals himself to her. If you search Jesus with all your heart, he will see it and reward himself and reveal himself to you and reward you. And my second point is, tear and sorrow get Jesus' attention. Mary was in deep sorrow and weeping. Two angels first show up, and later on, Jesus show up. They all ask Mary the same question, "Woman, why are you weeping?" So Jesus is deeply moved when we are in tears and sorrow. R.G. Kendall preached on a sermon, Try Tears, in 2021, talk about when we cry, it gets Jesus' attention. If you are crying in tears now, you might think nobody cares, but Jesus notices your tears and he cares. At workplace, tears are seen as a weakness. I had experienced in the past that I wasn't even crying. I was just being a bit emotional. And I had one manager told me I was just being a bit emotional and sad. But I had one manager told me that she was very angry. And she told me it was I was being unprofessional. And then I had another manager told me I should call the employee assistant hotline, basically saying I have issues and I need to seek help. So in this world, when people see you have a weakness, they look you down or they even attack you when there's a chance. But Jesus deeply moved whenever he sees there's a weakness in us. I can also relate to the deep sorrow that Mary has, as I also lost my dad 2.5 years ago. We only found out he has last stage of lung cancer when he was sent to the hospital, and he was only there for 10 days before he passed away. So things happen very fast. During the 10 days, my dad was in coma. My mom and myself, two sisters, were taking turns to spend time with my dad and massage him on the bed to make sure his muscles still activate. Whenever I have a break, I'll go down to sit at a small park at the hospital to pray. I know there's nothing I could do, but I just need a miracle. So the only thing that I could do is just to sit at the park and worship and pray. Now, as I look back, I think that was one of the most intimate times that I had with God. My third point is, do not lose hope. So when my dad was sent to the hospital that night, he was still conscious, and I was the one who said goodbye to him. I took the courage and asked him if he would like to accept Jesus. And, you know, he can also see his sister in heaven, younger sister, whom he loved and died a few years back then. And he said, of course, that would be great. And that was our last conversation. And 3 days before he passed away, I was at church, and during worship, I was really in deep sorrow, because basically the doctor kept telling us he's not going to make it. So, you know, you guys should just, you know, take it and just let go. So I was praying. I said, God, unless you told us, you know, that this is happening, otherwise we'll just take it as the lies from the enemies, you know. And then God showed me a very clear picture that basically my dad died, but then God opened up his arms and received him in heaven. Now I'm really thankful that God gave me the really the word of salvation, that assurance of salvation that my dad is in heaven, whom my dad is now in heaven with Jesus at a much better and happier place. I have been praying for my family for many years, but my dad has super strong will, and I always thought there's no way that he will believe. But after what happened, I think I realized salvation belongs to the Lord, and you know, anything is possible with the Lord. And because how the church people helped my family, so my family's attitude, the perspective towards Christianity has changed. And they even said, oh, now I finally understand why you love your church so much. Me and one of my sister, they also opened to know more about Christianity. My mom even joined a church last year, and had joined us elderly small group since then. And then one of my sister also visited SP a few times. So now I look back, even though we were, you know, definitely in sorrow and sadness of what happened, that my dad passed away. But over years, we see something good coming out of it. My mom, on the other hand, she had multiple accidents in the past, and she actually passed out last Sunday after we took a walk at the peak. She passed out, and we were all like totally freaked out, and then we called the ambulance 999 and sent her to the hospital. By God's grace, she, every time Jesus saved her life, and even though I would really, really don't want those accidents to happen, but the way Jesus saved her, and also actually every time I feel like there are two angels behind her and protect her. So the way Jesus saved her, that I really feel I have more faith every time after it happened, and I feel like I have hope that, you know, she is in God's good hand, and he's taking good care of her. So to wrap up, I want to share this verse that speaks to me a lot lately. It's Psalm 30, verse 5. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. You might be weeping and in sorrow right now, but knowing that Jesus sees your sadness and he cares about you, I pray the joy of God comes in the morning and give you peace. Let's hold on to his hope, promises, and eternal life. And now I would like to ask Sterling to lead us in worship. May I encourage you to take this time to pray for your family and friends who need salvation. And even though you might feel frustrated that, you know, after years, so many years, you pray for them, but they're still not able to accept Jesus. But do not lose hope. I really feel that God want to encourage you today to press on. And also, if you have any sorrow, you know, that if you are in sadness, just live it up to God. And I pray that God will give you peace and hope and just, you know, and his amazing love. Knowing that he knows everything that's happening in your life.
My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, is in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, is in you. I'll praise you with all of my life. I praise you with all of my strength. With all of my life. With all of my strength. All my hope is in you. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, is in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, is in you. I'll praise you with all of my life. I'll praise you with all of my strength, with all of my life, with all of my strength. All my hope is in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you. Is in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, is in you. I'll praise you with all of my life. I'll praise you with all of my strength. With all of my life. With all of my strength, all my hope is in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, is in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you.
Thank you, Sterling. Okay, now I'll refer to the prayer on the one app. O Lord, the King of Kings, who led and taught not as a mighty ruler, but as a servant leader, show me how to lead and live through love. Teach me how to love and serve others with a gracious and humble heart. Help me to always remember your words, being reminded each time I come before your table to share in the cup and the bread. As I come before you to eat the bread of redemption and drink the cup of your salvation, may I recommit my heart to serving you and leading through love. To you, O Lord, who is mighty to save, pour out your mercy and grace and lead me in your way. In Jesus' name, amen. And now let's move on to the community prayer. Let's pray for the community battling cancer and going through chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Let's pray for God's healing and comfort and hope. And let's pray for the community battling illness and need of salvation. And let's pray for the community that's battling non-cancer relating illness. And let's pray for God's healing and quick recovery. Let's pray for those, the community that's contact COVID. Let's pray for them and their family for healing, and also pray for the frontline medical workers. Let's pray for those who are looking for a job. Let's pray for open doors and pray that God will place them in the place, in the workplace that God has for them. And pray that they will, make good use of the time and pray for God's to provide. Let's go to mission focus. Let's pray for Singapore, SPSG, pray for Pisan Kim, Indonesia, Spin, Pastor Solomon, and Philippines, Spill, Pastor Ernie. So let's lift them up. Let's give them wisdom and really God's guidance for the church. Let's pray for SP Kids, Lisa, SP Youth, Donald, and SP Youth, Pastor Andrew. Let's pray for the leader. Pray that God will also give them wisdom to lead, and also for a student to really to have a deep relationship with the Lord and continue to grow in the Lord. Let's pray for IP Matt, The Well, Sarah, and River, Rachel. Let's pray for God's authority and power in their ministry, and pray for protection over them and their family. Let's pray for the local outreach and evening outreach, Giga Bay, Homie, SP Lights, Bridge Recreation, SP Lights, and Homie Outreach. Knowing that the government is probably going to release the social distancing policy soon, let's pray for really for wisdom and how we can serve the community. Let's pray. Thank you. Let's pray for the pregnant ladies. Just pray that, you know, as the COVID situation is getting better in Hong Kong, I just pray that they will be more able to be more relaxed and pray for, you know, protection and a smooth delivery. Let's pray for the house church, Colonel West, East Bay, Matt Robinson, Olympic, Robin Hood, and Ventures. Even though we are on break right now, the house church, I just pray that the member was still able to really continue to, you know, take the time and seek the Lord. And yeah. So thank you for joining us today, and have a great Easter holiday. Thanks.